SBS Radio.
One of the biggest things a lot of people tend to struggle with is their mindset, the things that they tell themselves. And once you tell yourself something long enough, you start to believe that. In life, whatever we tell ourselves will usually manifest, meaning if we do believe in ourselves, the ability to obviously get a successful outcome on the back end of that starts to increase. A lot of people who have been around a lot of negativity for a long period of time tend to then believe that they can't achieve something. And it's almost like walking out onto a sporting field going, oh, this team's really good and we've got no chance. You've already defeated yourself before you started.
I remember last year I was talking to some of the big Fast Nations runners who went to New York. They'd never run a marathon, but they'd been trained mentally and physically to run a long distance. And then they tackled the marathon brilliantly on the day in New York.
I think it plays a huge role in people's mental health as well. What you tell yourself and you know, you take it from the athlete to the everyday person, and it all plays a monster role around what you tell yourself. Change your language, change the outcome is one of my favourite sayings, because we have this filter on ourselves depending on our circle. And yeah, whether you're training for that marathon or you're an everyday person who's just going to work or have your own business, if you believe that you can achieve, then anything's possible. But if you start to doubt yourself, then you start to manifest that internally, and that projects externally, and whatever circle you're in will pick up on that mentality. So your mentality creates your reality is another favorite saying of mine. It's always important to stay positive and understand you have to get comfortable with being uncomfortable, especially as a marathon runner. I've done a lot of 100K races, and out of that, one of the biggest things I learned was how strong I had to be mentally to get through that race, because there's so many times during that I wanted to give up. And it's like life, right? The more we tell ourselves that something's hard, the more we then put up a barrier not to go back and do something. But that's where the magic happens, when we challenge our mindset and start to actually step up to fear and challenge fear and make that part of our DNA, and life sort of begins there.
But how do you motivate someone, let's say someone who is really going through some tough situation, they've just been in a big whatever relationship breakup, or they've just lost their job, or something has just gone wrong, and yet they're unfit and they need to get into a healthy lifestyle? How do you motivate them?
The biggest thing would be looking at what you can and can't change firstly, because no matter what you do in life, I've got a golden rule. Can you change something? Yes, if you can do something about it and get to the solution as quickly as possible. Always look to create solutions over looking at the problem, because when you focus on the problem, you forget to obviously create the solution. If you can't change it in general, move on as quickly as you possibly can. And I know it sounds easy, but mastering that is the first step before you even start a program, because, as I said, what you tell yourself, you'll start to become. And then from that position, starting to obviously learn from someone who's educated and take it slow. A healthy lifestyle, I've spoken about this before, has no end date. Start to work on little daily habits and rituals that you can change, but making sure that you've dealt with the initial struggle that you're going through. Is it a relationship breakup? Is it, you know, losing someone in your life, unfortunately, and starting to deal with that as best you can. A great example was my father was diagnosed with a brain tumour,
yeah,
and unfortunately was told he didn't have long left to live. My mentality was to enjoy every single moment that we had together. So those last 7 weeks of his life, I went about enjoying it rather than sitting there stressing out, because no one felt that other than myself. So I wanted to project to my dad that I was proud of who he made me, who I was, and he left this planet hopefully feeling the best that he possibly could in the situation that he was. And that's about dealing with it and looking at the solution rather than focusing on the problem.
Yeah. How did that approach come to you? Were you counseled, or it's just through your own experience you knew it was the right thing to do?
Probably about 20 years ago, I started to look at, I just thought, why do we always, when you focus on two different things, you split your mindset into 50-50, right? And if you brought along a third party, then it would be 33% average in general that you're splitting your time up in. Yeah. And I thought, if I gave something 100% focus, I would be able to deal with that and move forward with clarity. And the quicker I dealt with it, I felt, as much as it was pain, something like a death in my family, I felt that I was far stronger and far happier, in the process or the journey. And that's something I'd pass on everybody, changing that mindset to change your outcome. We can't change that my father had a tumor or something, like that might have happened to somebody in their life. But we can appreciate every lesson that we've learned out of it and move forward in life with strength. And that's the key to happiness in life, trying to really grab a hold of things that make us uncomfortable and start to turn them into something that we're comfortable with, because life will just beat us up and it's going to throw curveballs, it's going to put up obstacles and roadblocks, and the sooner we start to realize it's part of the journey and we can move forward with strength, then life begins there.
Yeah. And in a nutshell, what different steps would you recommend if someone came to you and they present really, really a challenging situation? Someone comes up, they're overweight and they're developing type 2 diabetes at an early stage or maybe even an advanced stage. They've lost their job, they're really, really at a low, and I just recommend they come to you and they start a life and lifestyle and well-being program. What steps would you take them through?
The first thing would be looking at the struggles they're going through, write it down on paper, what are the solutions to those problems, and then putting together a plan so that we can structure their life. Because in life, if you have no structure, it's like jumping in a boat and wanting to sail to New Zealand and not having that direction, you'll get lost. And when you get lost, then you start to feel that you haven't, you don't have your own personal ID, nor do you have your own goals and dreams that give you direction, a purpose and a why. And once you're lost and wandering around willy-nilly as such, you get lost in transition. And that means that you just don't feel that there's any value in your life. Whereas if you're ticking off boxes on a regular basis around your own goals and dreams, you've dealt with the struggles behind that, you'll start to feel that there's a purpose, there's a why in your life, and that'll start to create some value and happiness behind your life as well. And that's important for your mental health and your health and well-being, obviously, and your quality of life. So that would be my recommendations.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.